Right now, we're going to the Newsmaker line, standing by 3rd District Congressman, Congressman Jim Banks, who will be in town tomorrow. And if you happen to be some that are going to either the VIP reception beforehand or the Republican Bean Dinner, Congressman Banks will be there. Right now, he's right here. Congressman Banks, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Pat, good to be with you. Looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, a great deal of fun. And I know you've got tons of stuff going on all weekend. I talked to your chief of staff the other day, David, who's a terrific guy, by the way. And in talking to him, he gave me kind of a rundown of everything that you're involved in just in the next 3 or 4 days. And I had to go home and lay down. it was enough just thinking about it put me under. Congressman Banks, you're sending a letter. You're demanding to know from the NSBA. Now, when somebody sees NSBA, they think that's some variation of the Professional Football League or Basketball League. It's not. It's the National School Boards Association, which is just another offshoot because we have a National Department of Education, which we shouldn't have. But they think federal law enforcement officials should intervene in local public education disputes. Now, I might disagree with somebody at a school board meeting, Congressman. I might disagree with their position when they call in and tell it to me on the air. But seriously, you're going to call in federal law enforcement to throw me out of a school board meeting because I disagree with what's being said?
The National School Board Association, in their letter that they sent to the Department of Justice, the Attorney General last week, Pat, called on them to use the Patriot Act against parents who show up and protest at school board meetings. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. Just when we thought things couldn't get any scarier or worse coming from the Biden administration.
Or stupider.
This takes the cake. That they would threaten to use federal laws, hate crime laws, the Patriot Act. We use the Patriot Act to hunt down terrorists in foreign countries. And they want to use it to go after parents and spy on parents and intimidate parents who are showing up because they're upset about what's going on in the schools, whether it's teaching critical race theory or mask mandates or vaccination issues or just complaints that parents have about what's going on at the schools. I know a lot of great people who serve on school boards all over Northeast Indiana, and this is the group that represents them in Washington. So I hope all of them are listening and paying attention and calling the National School Board Association, either dropping their membership, asking for their membership dues money back, or letting them know that they don't stand with what their organization is calling on in Washington, D.C., calling parents domestic terrorists because they're showing up at school board meetings to complain about what's going on.
Yeah, I like the line that was put out where they were talking about, maybe, possibly, perhaps. They're saying the officials submitted this letter to President Biden back on September 29th saying we need federal involvement in local school board disputes over mask mandates and critical race theory that the group argued, and I quote, could be a form of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Well, I would suggest if you're looking at critical race theory that the hate may not be those that are opposed to critical race theory, but those that are proponents.
They teach our kids in school to hate America by teaching them critical race theory, and then they call us domestic terrorists when we complain about it. I mean, that's just backwards. But that's what we've come to expect out of this radical Democrat administration, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, all of these Democrats who are controlling the levers of power in our government today. They want to make you out to be a domestic terrorist because you're opposed to their agenda. It's just flat wrong.
Yeah. It's like now if you go to a school board meeting and you'd stand up and say, hi, I'm Pat Miller and I'm the father of Billy and Susie and I rise in opposition to something that you all are wanting to teach in the schools. Is that the signal that if I oppose that they're going to jump up and say, oh, right there. Somebody call the feds. They're out in the hallway. Call, right there. Get that guy. I mean, this is insanity.
When you read the letter the National School Board Association sent to the to President Biden and the Attorney General of the Department of Justice, it's vague in suggesting this, but they don't name any specific examples of a a violent act that happened at a school board that wasn't handled by local or state law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So why would they be calling for the federal government to get involved? It's because they have friends in the federal government who are in charge that will abuse the power of the federal government to go after their political enemies. Now, we know how this works. I mean, school boards are elected by the people. The school board is there to provide accountability. They are our voice in the local school district. The school board members are the people that we go to when we have a complaint or we want to advocate for something, whether it's something related to school curriculum or the different issues related to how the school is being administered. They're the ones who represent us. And the fact that they would be calling on the federal government to come and backlash against those they disagree with is not how our form of government works. I'll tell you what, Pat, I know my friend Bob Morris, state representative, is introducing a bill to make school board elections in Indiana partisan so that school board members put an R or D next to their name on the ballot.
Yep.
I support that 110%. In fact, I introduced a bill like that when I was in the state Senate, too, because that provides more accountability to these school board members. And I think Bob Morris is onto something there. I support it. I hope he gets it passed. But at the end of the day, these people are still elected, just like I'm elected. As you know, I get fierce backlash from people who oppose and disagree with me, and I get support and praise from people who agree with me. That's how our form of representative government is supposed to work. And just because you don't like the feedback that you're getting doesn't mean that you have permission to call on the federal government to bring in the feds to come and intimidate the people that disagree with you. Unfortunately, in this case, they sent the letter, Pat, to the Biden administration last week, and within a few days they got an answer back from the Attorney General saying he agreed that he would use the powers of the federal government to investigate these so-called acts of domestic violence.
In the correspondence that you had, you said the NSBA intentionally muddles the distinction between protected speech and unlawful violence while conflating disagreement with violence in an attempt to convince federal law enforcement to crack down on their political opponents. When somebody calls into this program, this will become a shock to you, Congressman. Not everybody that calls here agrees with me. Okay, I don't instantly take down their phone number and send the police out because, you know, they're violating. It's like if the school boards are being shocked because people are coming in disagreeing with them, we don't go to school board meetings to tell them when we do agree with them. I'm suggesting that when you get long handwritten or single space typed letters to your office addressed to you, they're probably almost never saying, "Hey, nothing really on my plate. Just wanted you to know I think you're doing a great job. Appreciate what you did here." Which is awesome, but that's not what you get. You get, "I'm having trouble with this. I don't understand why you're doing that. Could you please explain to me why you checked your brain at the door when you voted for this or against that?" That's just part of being in public service.
Pat, we do not want to live in a country where the political party in power is able to weaponize the powers of the government to go after their political opponents. And that's what's happening on Joe Biden and these Democrats' watch. They're using their power, they're abusing their power to go after their political opponents, people that they disagree with. You know, they call us insurrectionists. They call us domestic terrorists. And then they use the federal laws to go after those of us who disagree with the party in power. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Nope.
And we don't want to live in a country that heads down that path, but that's exactly what they're trying to do to this great country.
And you know, Congressman, again, and I push this all the time, this again shows me the brilliance of the founders. This is why education should not be decided at the federal level. There should not be a federal Department of Education. Nobody could be calling out the National School Board Association to come out and to take care of this thing from Washington, D.C. as an ancillary group that answers to the federal government. They shouldn't be in on it. Allen County should be taking care of Allen County. Whitley County should be taking care of Whitley County. If we need to go further, we have the states. According to my Constitution, and I'll give you the last thought, according to my Constitution, Congressman Banks, that's as far as it goes to the state level, and it should be much more concise and much more powerful than the federal level on some of these issues, for example, on education. Your turn.
Yeah, I've been talking to Kevin McCarthy, who's going to be the next Speaker of the House after this midterm election, about providing accountability to these federal law enforcement agencies, the FBI, the entire Department of Justice, we've got to go in and take away many of the powers that they've abused and look at how we can hold them accountable for it. And we need to hold hearings about how the federal government on Joe Biden's watch and all these Democrats abuse their power using the surveillance state to spy on their political opponents, which is what they're threatening to do with the Patriot Act against people, against parents who are showing up at school board meetings. So that's something I'm going to be pushing for along the way. And when Kevin McCarthy's speaker and Republicans are in charge of the House, we'll have the opportunity to do that. And I hope we do.
Awesome. Hey, listen, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. My promise, when I talk to you again on air tomorrow, I'll be very kind and cordial. Your promise to me at the reception and the dinner, not one word passes to the lovely Mrs. Miller about what I ate. Do we understand?
That's a deal.
Okay. Congressman Banks, thank you, sir. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Pat. Have a good day.
Podcasts by Federated Media.